UPS is currently hiring package handlers for its preload operation. Earn $13 an hour and receive up to $250 in weekly attendance bonuses while working up to a career as a package car driver. In as little as 6 months, you could have an opportunity to connect with customers and build lasting relationships in the community. Future you looks good in brown. Apply now at upsjobs.com or text brown to 33588. That's brown to 33588.
Bluegrass Karting and Events now has the fastest go-karts in Kentucky and axe throwing. Grab your coworkers, family, and friends and make a night of it with our new full bar and food menu. Bluegrass Karting and Events is Louisville's premier high-speed entertainment destination, online at bluegrasskarting.com.
Time now for the V Show with Bob Valvano on your sports station, ESPN 680 and 105.7. Now here's Bobby V.
Meet the Mets, step right up and greet the Mets. Bring your kiddies, bring your wife, guaranteed to have the time of your life, because the Mets are really socking the ball, knocking those home runs over the wall. East side, west side, everybody's coming down to meet the Mets of New York
town. Yeah, get that out of the way now, baby. No time like the present. You pick up your little phone, you get on ESPN.com, you click on the standings, and lo and behold, one half game out of the playoffs are the New York Metropolitans. Quality, quality entertainment there. Must be sung. Thank you for joining in on the chorus, even you non-Mets fans, because you got to get in the spirit of things you got to love when things get turned around like that. So, congratulations there. It could all come crashing down very soon, though, because they take on the Nationals and then the Nationals and the Braves, two teams that are ahead of them in the standings. The Braves are going to probably win the division, but you never know. Hey, right now, who knows? Dream big. They were nine games behind the certain team. I won't mention a Cubs team that'll go nameless back in 1969, and I ran them down and won the division outright, and then won the World Series. So maybe Atlanta's in.
Yeah, view it more as an opportunity to overtake those teams than a challenge against them.
Okay, that's fair. That's exactly right. Opportunity games. We used to talk about that. Baseball on our mind here at the start. We're going to have some guests join us from the Bluegrass World Series, some ex-big leaguers. Looking forward to talking with them. Also want to give a shout-out to Cameron Maben, and also want to give a shout-out to my guy Brian Cashman. Brian Cashman went to Catholic U and graduated about 2 years before I started coaching there. And good guy. And if you take a look, you know, yeah, they got Aaron Judge and they've got, you know, all these high-priced players. But when you look at what they've done, given the injuries that they've had, it's absolutely astounding that they've been as dominant as they've been. And you look at last night just as an example. And, you know, you say, okay, they hit home runs. And it got to the point where the Baltimore Orioles are so frustrated, they started basically brawling in the dugout, the manager and Chris Davis, their highest paid player, ready to kill each other. But the fact of the matter is, the Yankees beat them 14-2. They hit five home runs in the game. They are absolutely dominating this Orioles team. I think they've got 52 home runs against them this year, which is a record. 52 homers, breaking their own major league mark of 48 against the team, the Kansas City Athletics, which they did in 1956. So we got a record that's been out there for 73 years. And the Orioles are the dubious distinction of being at the other end of that. And a couple of shout-outs. Cameron Maben, our guy Marcus's cousin, just fantastic again. He's the guy that broke the record, I think. That was pretty impressive. Maben was a guy who was in our studio 2.5 months ago, maybe, and was talking about, boy, I've had a great run, but, you know, what am I going to do next? And Marcus was like, don't say that. And he was like, he was playing in AAA at that time and wasn't sure what was going to lie ahead for him. And, you know, they don't keep older players in the minor leagues that long. That's when you find out you're there, you're supposed to be, if you're in AAA, a guy they're going to, at the blink of a hat, bring up to the big leagues. He thought maybe that window had closed. And instead, he goes to the Yankees, and he's having literally the best year of his career. He is batting 327. He had four hits in the game yesterday, including the home run, scored two runs, drove in two. They got him batting in the one, two, three, four, five hole. I mean, he's playing his brains out. But the thing is, that's who they're getting it done with. They got home runs by Maben, his seventh of the year. Gio Urshela, who's a guy at the beginning of the year, I don't know how many people you would have known was going to be a major contributor for the Yankees. And then the catcher, who everybody loves, the team loves him for some reason, Higgy, they call him, Kyle Higashioka, who hit not one but two home runs in the game. And he is a guy that just personifies these guys that you may not know their names, and yet they are absolutely contributing, which is a remarkable, achievement for Brian Cashman. For all the money he's had, he's done a great job bringing in players that have been able to contribute. Speaking of, are they both there on the same phone line? Oh, that's not good. Oh, it is good. They're playing golf, though. Well, let's get these guys in here. We've got a couple of ex-big leaguers who are playing in the Bluegrass World Series. And I don't know who's going to be on the phone first, but I'll tell you who they are. Brad Wilkerson was an outfielder and first baseman, played at the University of Florida, and then played – he's from Owensboro, Kentucky, by the way, which many of you might know, the local folks. And then Mike Hampton, who I had the privilege of watching throw the baseball for the New York Mets for a while among his many teams. He was a fine hitter as well as a pitcher, and Mike Hampton is there as well. And so they're both there. I have no idea who's going to be on first, but we'll say hello to both of them. So, Mike, are you there? Mike Hampton, how are you, buddy?
No, we switched on you. This is Brad.
Say thanks. My son is screaming at me through the glass. It's going to be Mike. It's going to be Mike. It's Mike first. It's going to be Mike. That's good setup. That was good work out of you guys. Well, Brad, thank you for being here. Appreciate that. Forgive me for not knowing. Did you play in this thing last year, or is this your first year?
I did not. This is my first year, and after seeing the event last year, I'm being a local, kind of a local kid here in Kentucky. I was like, I'm going to go do this thing. It looks pretty cool, and it was exciting last night.
Yeah, I went to them last year. I didn't get to last night's game, but I went last year, and it is a great event. And the thing I'm intrigued by is, you know, listen, we all like to watch guys that we watched play. I certainly saw you play. I certainly saw Mike play. And it's fun to watch you guys play again. I mean, and I'm not trying to be a wise guy when I say this. I mean, they do that at old-timers games, too, but they're not really playing. It's more for fun. It's, you know, giggles. Right. You guys really want to win this thing. They didn't win last year. They lost in the finals, you know. So are you guys out for revenge?
I didn't know what to expect coming in. I tried to prepare as much as I could the last month, trying to kind of like cramming for a big test the last month. But there were some competitive guys and competitive spirits coming out last night. And it started out with Ben Sheets. You got a guy on third in the first inning. He wrapped it into a little bit. It was awesome to see these guys and their competitive spirit come out.
Yeah, that's what I enjoyed. It's fun, and these guys have nothing to prove. They've already been accomplished big leaguers. But just what you said, I was struck by that last year too. Guys really bearing down in certain situations, and it was a lot of fun to see. So, forgive me, I should know this too, but I don't. Did you guys win last night?
Yes, we did. We won 9-2. We were up 9-0, and had a great, I mean, I think we only gave up two or three hits the whole game. Our pitchers were outstanding last night. I was quite surprised to see how good our pitchers were last night.
Well, which do you think, well, I'll have to ask Mike this when he comes on board, but if you haven't played in a while, which do you think takes longer to get back ready to do, hit or pitch?
Oh, I'd be biased towards the hitter, just getting the timing, and, you know, you see a big fat fastball right in the middle of the plate, and then you miss it, and you're like, God, how did I miss that? So I would say hitting's pretty tough.
Yeah, it's you don't have a lot of guys who you can just grab from the neighborhood also who can bring it at 93, 94. I don't know how fast they were throwing last night, but
no.
it's still an adjustment. It's not like just trying to get your swing back in golf, for example, where I know you guys are today because the ball's stationary there. Here you gotta be able to see the ball again and adjust to the rotation and all that kind of stuff. So I imagine it's a big adjustment. We asked Johnny Damon last year, and he said the same thing. He said he was down in the cage like the week before the event just because he said, I haven't swung a bat competitively in God knows how long, and to get out there, it's not going to be a slow-pitch softball game, so I got to get ready. So right. That was very competitive.
I mean, I haven't seen a pitch in 9 years, and, we're facing 88, 91. All three pitchers they brought in were 88, 91, and, we were quite surprisingly competitive last night at the plate. I mean, it was pretty impressive to see guys that haven't swung in a long time get up there and compete in all those kind of at-bats.
Brad Wilkerson's with us. I was going to ask you that you took the question. You haven't swung against competitive pitching in 8 years, and you went out and played last night. I would think that's a little daunting.
I haven't seen a competitive pitch since 2010 spring training.
Wow, that's quite an adjustment. How did? All right, well, I'll ask you. How many at bats you have last night? I don't have a box score in front of me.
I chased a curveball down and ground out the first, and then I hit a double in the gap, got an RBI second at bat. I was kind of felt like a small miracle in some ways.
That had to be.
It was a blast.
That had to be very gratifying. Are you kidding? After all this time to rip one in the gap for a double? That's pretty. It's pretty awesome.
I had three in my mind, but the body didn't move like it wanted to go.
I mean, listen, I have great respect for you, Brad, but you're right. There's no sense pulling a hammy. Yeah, that's probably the good approach. Brad Wilkerson's with us from Owensboro. Had a double last night, we just found out. Drove in a run. The Big League All-Stars won 9-2 in their first game. And that series continues. What is today? Today's Thursday. You're playing tonight, right? Isn't it tonight?
No, we play tomorrow night and Saturday.
Oh, that's right. It was Wednesday, Friday, Saturday. That's right. Yes, I get my days.
I'll be looking forward to that Saturday night game, especially playing the Owensboro hometown River Dogs. So it'll be fun.
That's right. You're playing your hometown boys there. So where did you go to high school?
Apollo High School out of Owensboro. Same high school as Rex Chapman. You would know that name.
I certainly do know Rex. Yeah, a blocker charge. He's got like a half quarter of a million followers for that little website showing the videos of people getting knocked down. Have you seen that? Have you seen his Twitter? Have you seen
it? It's hilarious. It's hilarious.
I just
got the guy with the guy picking his butt and throwing his crap out of his pants this morning. It was unbelievable. Unbelievable.
He's
got going on.
If you ever scroll down and see the people he's got liking those videos, they're like from all walks of life. They're like basketball players, politicians, multimillionaire businessmen. It's like he has found
a
niche.
Going on.
You got drafted by the Expos, but then you played for the Nationals too. Did you actually play in Montreal, or did you get drafted and then they moved? What was that?
Yeah, I played in Montreal the last 4 years in Montreal.
I want to ask you about that because they're discussing Tampa splitting their time between a stadium in Tampa and in Montreal. You think that's a good idea? Has Montreal got a baseball community?
I think they do. I really think they do. I wish they would get a team back. I think there's a lot of things that have to be passed, players and the league and everything, to get that half a season. I don't know if it benefits anybody, but I know Montreal has a baseball fan base and they want that team back bad, just being there for the few years I was there.
Yeah, I used to have a minor league team years ago. Jackie Robinson played there for they were the Dodgers minor league team. So I was surprised at the baseball history. I would like to see them get a team there. So maybe they'll pull that off. Remains to be seen.
I appreciate you having me. I'm going to hand you over to Mike.
All right, how are you playing today? That's what I want to know.
Oh, we're starting to heat up a little bit. We started with four pars, but we got a ringer on our team.
All right.
A young kid, a college kid on our team, so we're having a lot of fun.
All right, good. Well, Brad, thanks for joining us, and let me talk to Mike now. Appreciate that.
There it is. Take care.
All right.
Hey, how's it going?
Mike Hampton joins us right now, who this is a good event for you because are they letting you bat? Because you were a good hitter, not just a good pitcher. So I would think you must be digging your heels in and saying, let me grab a stick. Don't you want to hit?
Yeah, that's all I've heard. All these guys are like, I don't care about your pitch, man. Can you hit? Like, I had a knee replacement about a year ago. I'm like, well, I think my day's over, but I'm coaching my butt off. That's what I'm doing.
Oh, rats. I would like to have seen you swing the bat. I didn't know about the knee replacement.
Oh, man, that fire is still there. I want to get one so bad that I might leave a body part or two on the field.
Now, wait a minute. I'm not sure.
Which is not too far off from my last few years of playing.
So. I'm not sure the fans need to see that. Mike's rounding first. Yeah, there goes his knee in the right field. You don't need that.
Oh, no. Half a mic goes to second.
Hey, I enjoyed watching you play. I'm a New York guy, and you, of course, played for the Mets. And I don't know. How are you following what's going on? Have you seen this run they're putting together?
Oh, yeah, it's unbelievable. I've always thought it's been there because, I mean, that pitching staff is just too dominant. I mean, those guys just have too great a stuff. Those guys just have too great a stuff not to do stuff like that. So, I'm glad to see it. I'm happy for the Mets and their fan base and the Mets. That's some stuff that they can put together. It keeps more consistency.
I know you coached in the big leagues for a while. I know this doesn't exactly compare to that, but do you still have a desire to get back to coaching or not really? Uh-oh. I think Mike's being attacked by Brad. I said, I know that you coached in the big league for a while. You were with the Mariners before you, and I know the coaching here doesn't quite compare with that, but I'm wondering if you still have coaching in your future. You're a young guy, 46. You interested in doing that?
Yeah, I am. I have some younger kids later, so try to be at home with them a little bit more, but I think the wife's itching for me to get out.
All right. Well, you know, we like to have guests on the show that have a local tie. Brad grew up in Owensboro, and you were recruited to play college football at Notre Dame. Do you think you made the right decision going into baseball?
Oh, yeah. Ever since I stopped growing in eighth grade, I think it was about the right decision. Being left-handed, I probably had a little...
You played for some really good teams. You played in that 2000 World Series with the Mets, which was obviously a very special time, especially in light of what went on in New York. That was a very emotional period in New York City. And then you played for the Atlanta Braves, another of the great franchises. Put you on the spot. Which was the best franchise? Not the best team, but which was the best franchise you played for?
Well, I mean, I have more ties to Houston, you know, in my playing career, just because that's kind of where I really got my start. And I think as young players, you know, you always have a special place in your heart for kind of where you get your start and kind of establish yourself as a big leaguer. So, as much as I enjoyed, you know, every place I played, especially that magical year in 2000, which is still the most memorable season of my career, I would probably go back to Houston as the long run, just kind of, or it has a special place in my heart just because all the memories there, and I kind of built myself into a major leaguer, and the friendship you make when you're young, you kind of hold on to those for quite a while. So, local here, but that's my best bet.
1999. Mike was 22-4, which was not only the best record in the National League, but had an ERA of just 2.90, and he picked up the first of five Silver Slugger Awards, which is the best hitter at the various positions. Finished second in the Cy Young Award to another pretty good left-hander, a guy named Randy Johnson. And I just was amazed at you. I know, I mean, all that pitching stuff is spectacular, but I just can't get over your hitting numbers. You batted .311 for the season. You'd be among the league leaders now.
I will tell you that I took a lot of pride in my hitting. I took a lot of pride in being honestly, if anybody asked, you know, my approach to the game, I said I just tried to play Little League for as long as I could.
Mike was a guy who was named the MVP of the 2000 NL Championship Series. That's a legitimate question, I think, to ask you. I mean, all your ex-teams, almost all of them, are doing great. The Astros are great. The Mets are certainly good. The Braves probably will win that division. What is it that sets a team up well in the postseason? You always hear about that. Baseball is so different in the postseason. What's the difference?
Well, I mean, it's just the team that's playing the best at the plan. That I mean, I think, you know, throughout the year, about postseason history, is like whatever team's clicking on all cylinders. Right, there might be a team with 110, 112 wins, but you know, just something's my little off, or the pressure of handling the postseason, because it's a different animal. You know, you hear, hey, just act like it's a postseason, regular season game, and approach it that way. Well, you can't do that. I don't care what anybody says. It's a lot more is on the line.
Yep.
You know, that could be your last outing of the year, and handle it. And some people kind of struggle. just think the more you're there, it's like the Braves. I mean, they're there so many years in a row that I just felt like it was kind of second nature, and I think they're a little more comfortable. The Yankees, of course, are always in it. So I just think, you know, being able to be yourself, but, you know, just kind of being able to nut up at the right time and take the bull by the horns and go get them.
All right, before I let you go, I didn't really ask you about this event. What? I don't think – were you here last year? Forgive me for not knowing.
Did no. Okay. This is my first year.
What do you think of it?
It's incredible. Seeing all the players and you know, learning their personalities, and then you know, rehashing old stories with your guys, and then you know, for our veterans. I mean, that's what we're here for. And this morning we met that lost their father's the ultimate sacrifice for our country, and talk about hitting the nerve there. So, for reasons we're having fun, but. You know, we're here to help our veterans and, you know, show them how much we appreciate them.
It's really been good to visit with you, Mike. Enjoy the golf round and enjoy the event. I know you won last night and you're off today, playing tomorrow and Saturday. I hope I'll see you out at the ballpark. Thanks so much for the time. We appreciate it.
That sounds great. I've enjoyed it, too. Have a good day.
All right. Thank you. What a nice fellow. Nice guys. We're batting 1,000 in that regard. They've not sent us one jackwad.
That's a good
Everybody
point.
We've talked to from last year to this year has been really, really good.
I feel
good.
Like you can't be a jackwad and playing this thing.
Maybe they don't ask you. Maybe there's jackwad policy.
You have to, like, embrace the whole thing, like, have fun with it, be competitive, and you have to have the right mindset.
Guy's got a good idea. He'll now be known as Hamron Mabin. No, it's not Hamron Mabin. I know that rhymes with Cameron Mabin, but he calls him Hamron Cameron.
Yeah, Hamron Cameron.
That's what John Sterling calls him. It's Hamron Cameron.
John Sterling and what, the little man that shakes him?
Yeah, the little man. That's at the end of the game. He's only there at the end when he says, the Yankees win. That's a full-time job. He has to sit there. The guy, he doesn't really like baseball. He just sits there and reads a book, and then they say, Tommy, get ready. And he has to go stand behind John, and then John, and there's the last, okay, go. And he takes him back and forth.
I'd love to see him get in, that guy, like Steve Stevenson. Like little man that shakes John Stone, get into the Broadcasting Hall of Fame. I think they announced this year's class. It's got like Bob Lee and Doc Emmerich.
Whoa. Where? Oh, you mean in North Carolina?
I don't know if it's that one. I think it's that one.
No, they already had the event, didn't they? And I'm sure they did.
The official induction. But I just saw the story posted. Well, you know what? It wasn't too long ago, so it might have just been taking a little while to get posted. But those names do sound familiar with the whole NSMA. Induction class this year, but I'm not sure. I'm not sure it's the same governing body.
It's the NC. No, that's wrong. What's the one in North Carolina called?
I thought it was NSMA, National Sports Media Association.
Is that right?
Something like that.
We probably screwed it up.
You only got the damn award.
Yeah, that was the highlight of my career. I've enjoyed that. That was the Broadcaster of the Year here. It was great, and not only getting it, but going down there and being part. They bring all the recipients on stage, all 50 states. They, you know, you don't have time for a speech, but they hand you.
I was a little upset. Guam was not represented.
Well, I know Guam's got terrible sports radio. Well, badminton. It's all they talk about. So you know, you got to branch out a little bit. What is it called? NS something? National Sportscasters.
NS bad.
See, I'm not being a wise guy. If you're in this business, you get emails. Like, I belong to the one in New York that your Uncle Todd was the president of for a while. It was amazing.
Really?
You got to look at their letterhead. No disrespect to Todd Ant, who's a wonderful guy and has put a great career together. But on the letterhead, I'll have to find it for you, in the left side, it'll say the board of directors. And it'll be like, and he's passed now, like, I mean, Dick Enberg and Joe Buck. Like the biggest names that you pick, Bob Koss, pick the biggest names you could come across. Todd Ant is just in there. I don't love. It's like, good work out of you, Toddy. I don't know, disrespect.
Yeah,
I don't know how you.
One of these guys is not like the other.
Sneaked your way
no
in
offense
there,
to Uncle no, Todd. Yeah.
He'd be the first one to tell you that. But that one is in New York. No, they've never recognized me in any reason, nor should they. This is a national organization. But the one in North Carolina does state by state.
Right.
And that is the organization that I'm embarrassed to tell you I don't know the letters.
I always get it wrong. We have a freaking magnet of it on the fridge.
Yeah. But we're dumb. State Sportscaster of the Year, and it should show the group that's naming it. The NMSA, National, that's it.
No.
NSMA, National Sports Media Association.
Oh, I did have it right then. You said NSMA. Yeah.
You were right, you little winker snapper. So,
what you calling me?
A winker snapper. Kevin Harlan was named the Sportscaster of the Year for last year, I think. Yeah, it's Dave Gorin is the executive director.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't remember if that was last year. Yes, that was actually 2 years ago. So who won it this year? State Sportscaster of the Year 2019.
Oh, it was the Kents.
Spencer or Kent, which one of them won?
It was both.
They split the vote?
They split the vote. The Kents.
Ain't that a kick in the
We need
shorts.
To get... are you a registered voter?
I am, but I didn't vote. I'm sorry.
Well, you couldn't decide between the Kents. You like them both.
So I wound up doing the same thing. I would have split the vote. So there you go. Let's see. The NMC... It doesn't tell you when the banquet was. I know they had it already.
No, it's in like June.
Yeah. They long ago had it.
Because I was thinking about going. I mean, it's a fun little for all you youngins out there, myself included.
Well, I don't think anybody off the street can just go.
Oh, yes, you can.
You can just buy a ticket?
Well, yeah. I mean, if you're like part of like an organization, like, I mean, if you're running like a Subway or something, I'm not sure. Well, you know what? Hell, you might be able to, actually, and go to some of the workshops there. Not that running a Subway is a bad thing. I mean, like, you know, you have to be part of some sort of media outlet.
Would you like to become a sponsor? If you can sponsor a championship for your championship sponsor, $20,000 for 3 years. You can be an all-star, which is $10,000 to $19,999 for 3 years. I always wonder why they put it that way. Who in their right mind would sponsor for $19,999? Say, no, I'm not giving that next dollar. I want to be at that tier below.
Well, I don't know. Maybe they only sponsor things like their favorite year. Like the Pirates were really good in 74, so I donate 1974 to every... $1,974.
Victory sponsor is $3,333 to $9,999.
Maybe they just sponsor what their station is.
Game
so
on.
Like we would do like 105.7. We would donate $1,057.
Huh.
$680.
I wish I had the money. I'd like to send them. Fred Calgill talked about trying to support them, but I'm not quite in a position to write them. Check for $3,333, but that's I would like. I guess it's a great thing they've done. They used to start in a very small part of North Carolina. They moved it to Winston-Salem just because they desperately need to get more sponsors. And where they were, I forget where they were. It was Greenville, I think. That's where it was, Greenville, which is where East Carolina is.
South Carolina?
No, North Carolina.
North Carolina.
Yeah. There's a Greenville in both states.
Okay.
That's where your uncle flew to the wrong state.
Oh.
That's why you know that.
Story. Yeah, okay. There
First
we
week on the job at NC State, he was supposed to go to a fundraiser, and he booked a flight to Greenville, but he booked it to South Carolina.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that was good stuff.
How'd that not make it in the speech?
Well, the ESPY speech? Because he only had 7 minutes, trust me. In his hour-long speech, he has a whole bunch of those stories. In fact, he loves to tell that story.
That's awesome.
A long story. I should find that one. Maybe I could find that. It's actually that's worthy of some entertainment. Anyway, Texter says, I'm a Tigers and Giants fan, and even I can't resist singing M-E-T-S Mets of New York Town.
We're going to make the Mets the second or third most popular baseball team in the city of Louisville. Because I think the Reds are number one, and then the Cubbies. God, I'm sorry. Yeah, I mean, you know, there's
a lot of Cardinal fans here from when the Redbirds used to be the Cardinals.
That's a good point. I've got mixed feelings about the Cardinals fans. And some of my friends are Cardinals fans.
Why is Locke so happy the Tigers struggled?
Because I mean, he's vindicated for one of his
takes. He's not vindicated. The battle's over. The guy won, and not only did he win, he won a major. He won the Tour Championship last year, and he won a major. And these were way after he was on his soapbox screaming, he'll never win again, he'll never... Not only did he win the season championship event, but then he won a major that you lost. It's like everybody's left the gym, they've all gone home, the final score is the other guy's 80 and you 70, and everybody left, and you're out there shooting by yourself. And No, I made that. That's 80 to 73. That's a three. Woo for me. It's over. Game is over. You said all these things. You were ridiculously wrong.
Nothing.
And now let it go.
You lose.
I mean, if you don't like the guy, and we've had a serious discussion about this, he read the book about him and he does not like him. That's different. To say that I really don't like him, I don't want to see him have success, that's fine. But to somehow imply that, oh no, this proves that I was right. It's 80-70. Game's over. They shut the refs have showered. One of the refs is looking in on you as he's there's nobody in the building. Even the ushers have gone. The referee looks in with his little bag, you know, the little wheelie thing they all have, and he looks in, and you're out there pathetically, it's 80-76, and I score here, it's cuts it to 2-87. And the ref looks at his watch, it's 12:15, it's after midnight, everybody's gone home. You can go now. No, I'm just down two. No, it's over.
We're going on a run.
Won a major, won the tour championship, over.
But maybe now he can...
You want to
say
hate
that
him.
It was a fluke. He can say it's a fluke.
No, that's you're dumb. It's a time to just say, boy, I said I didn't think that Chris Mullin was going to be a great college player, and he played his way into the Hall of Fame. I said that. I was wrong. That's all. It's that simple. You made a prediction, and you were wrong. We talked about it on the round table that day. I said, when he wins again, I'll throw a party for the office, which I still owe the office a party.
Hey,
but the fact of the matter is, because he was adamant, he'll never win again. He'll never be relevant. He won the tour championship. And I don't know if he'll ever – now, I don't know what he'll do going forward. That's not the point. The point is, at the time of that discussion, that was the take. And there's only one way to interpret it. It was wrong, period. And that's what you have to say. I was wrong. Chris Mullin, I was wrong. Thought he was too slow. He's great. He wound up being one of the great players in the history of the game. I was wrong. Tiger, not being able to win again, even though it would be a ridiculous take, because I just said I think he'll win again, but even if I wanted to somehow have you try and save some shred of dignity for your take, could have said, well, he didn't win a major. Yeah. Last I checked, it was a major. So he won the tour championship, and then he won a major. You were wrong. That's it. So, I mean, it's unbelievable. Giving updates about how crappy he's playing. He's having another awful week. I don't know what his health is like. I can't imagine.
Is he going to play much the rest of the year?
I really think if he doesn't start playing better, he may just shut himself down. He may say, that's it. I won a major. I came back. I milked this for about as much as I could have. It's time to step aside. I don't know. Because
step aside for good or step
maybe.
Aside
well,
for...
What else can he do? He can't have any more surgeries. I mean, he's done.
But he could rest up. He said that it was emotionally draining and physically draining.
This is more than just emotionally draining. This is a physical... I mean, he's if you read between the lines, he was talking about his back was flaring up a little bit again. And anybody who's played casually... I mean, I look at myself... And I realize I'm not at my best, I was a 9 handicap. So believe me, I'm not comparing myself to Tiger. But I am comparing one thing, whether you're a good player or a horrific player, it puts stress on your back. And I find myself doing, Gary Player actually suggested, he teaches it for older players, that he calls it a step through. On your follow through, you step through if you're right-handed with your right leg. You see, he's demonstrating. He does it himself sometimes. So you kind of let your momentum go through. It's kind of like a car when it hits the wall. The thing they always want to talk about is dissipating the energy,
right,
so it doesn't just jolt, and that's when the injuries come. It's the same thing. The torque that you generate in a golf swing, and then when it reaches the end, oh man, your back goes a million miles an hour, boom, to a dead stop. By doing that, you allow some of the energy to dissipate, and you step through with your right leg. And I find myself doing it naturally because I'm subconsciously protecting my back. As those of you who listen to the program know, last year, not this past season, but the one before, my producer was coming to have to meet me in airports to push me through the airport in a wheelchair, which was humiliating. And why do you think that's funny?
No, I'm not. I'm just, I have
that. You find that amusing?
I don't think it's amusing. No. That was a smile of like, man, like that guy's like a G.
Oh,
like,
no,
he's
that
a real
was
one.
Justin Ware. Yeah, he's a godsend, but unbelievable.
He's a real one, as the kiddos say these days. No, that was a strong word.
56. Oh, my God. That's unbelievable. Not meaning to impact you negatively, but 1956 is, 63 years ago. Did I say 73? Oh, I'm sorry. Whoops.
Did we do the
I said 73.
Math.
Yeah, I must have. I guess I did. I have no reason to doubt that. But yeah, I'm pretty, I got 740 on my math boards. I can add. Yeah.
740 on my math boards. Did you have to add up your math score right there?
No, I knew. Oh, okay. I remembered it.
This is bad, man. I don't remember any of my scores.
Well, plus they changed it when you did it.
I have no idea.
Well, I did it the old school way. You used to get 400 points just for signing your name, and a perfect score is 1,600. And my college roommate's brother got a perfect 1,600. That guy scares me.
Who is that? Do I know that guy?
Mike Reardon, his brother.
Oh, yeah.
His brother became a chemical scientist, research, that guy.
Was that the one that was always almost killing himself?
No, Mike was, not right. his brother.
Right.
Yeah.
And then his...
No, Mike, before anybody listens, thinks my roommate was suicidal.
Oh, no, no, just act like
he
accidents.
He was the most hilariously accident-prone guy I've ever been around in my life. I'm sorry. It's not Schadenfreude. I don't mean it. But he would tell the stories himself. He got hurt in truly the most bizarre, ridiculous ways. Well, quick, get that phone! Make sure you get it. Could be a guy who wants to sell life insurance or car insurance. Is your car older? You want not pay car bills anymore?
We've gotten a car bills.
You don't want to pay car bills anymore? Call us because we'll take care of it. Why should you have to worry? If your car was built later than 1916, give us a call and we'll cover everything for you. That's how it works. You get that one or you get...
We have got
health insurance is enrolling right now, so call and find out how you can save money. You get that one all the time.
The one that we get over here is something about our Google listing.
Google listing. Don't hang up. That's for businesses. You don't usually do that for people.
So I get
as soon as they
people,
say,
everyone Google us. Like, do we come up? Because if not, then we got some problems.
As
Maybe
soon as they say, don't hang up.
Hang up.
That's the first thing I do. I immediately hang up. And there's two rules. If it says do not hang up, if it says do not hang up, you immediately hang up. If it says important information in the envelope, it's junk mail. And never, under any circumstance, willingly upgrade. Anytime you upgrade, only bad things happen. If you have an app, a program that you have just loved, and they got to make it better, the minute you upgrade it, it absolutely goes in the crapper. Hey, Produce is here.
Yeah.
What's he doing here? He doesn't even live here anymore.
What
are you doing here? Why is he here?
He still lives here.
I thought he...
Magic doesn't live here anymore.
No, the other guy, too. Oh, the other guy who moved to D.C. That's the guy I was thinking of. The other guy who worked here. The other intern. He moved to Washington, D.C. He was in here all the time also. Wow, you really are on a fog.
Intern Brett?
I don't remember his name. I don't know any of their names. I'm lucky I know his
name. Oh, Braden.
Braden.
The cocky little kid. I loved him, though. Yeah, no. He's off doing a business internship.
Wow.
He's going to be making some moolah.
Cubs fan, and I've been humming the Mets song.
I'm crushing a hangover right now, so I got a little Caesar's that came to work.
Nick, breaking the rule, it's a radio show. Okay?
Sorry, I was telling you what he was doing here.
And they're coming in. Here they go. Let's let the train begin. Okay? You're doing it again. Okay? It's a radio show. It's not let's all have a beer with Nick. You can do that afterwards in the evening.
I was doing what you finished. I was finishing the joke.
Did I say what's Produce doing here? Did I say
you said Produce
could you put
is
Produce
doing
on the air? Could you have a guy
you
interrupt
didn't say
my
not
text?
To?
Did I give you any reason that I, having done this 20 years, suddenly felt, I don't know how I'm going to fill this next
card.
30 seconds of radio unless you bring a guy in?
You asked a question, and I was trying to offer the answer. I'm supposed to provide stuff that you need or want. So you asked what he was doing here.
So you
I
gave him the
mic to him.
We had no headphone on. He was talking, I was talking, and you were talking. Sounds like the producers.
That's fair. Tonight, 6 to 6:40.
Who's going
to
be in because Magic's not here anymore?
Oh, man. I don't know. I think it's going to be me, Brian, and somebody. I'm Crane. If you listen carefully, that's Crane volunteering.
Why don't you let him on, for God's sake?
Crane?
He's like the Tricks rabbit. I always wondered when I was a kid, why wouldn't they let the damn rabbit have cereal? What the hell was the problem with that? Seriously, that was the cruelest ad campaign I've ever seen. What was the harm?
I don't know.
Rabbits actually do eat cereal. They eat that kind of stuff. Why wouldn't you give
silly
the damn rabbit?
Silly rabbit.
Tricks are for kids. Personally, he's not silly. He's very bright. I've never seen a talking rabbit in an ad campaign.
He also walks on 2 feet and
has fingers. He's a lot of things. He's not silly. And secondly, why won't you let the damn rabbit have cereal? Honestly, it used to irritate me. So it's the same deal.
That bugged me. And also the kids, those same kids would chase down Lucky and try to steal his Lucky Charms. I mean, it's his cereal. If he wants to give you some Lucky Charms, politely
ask
him.
That's also true. And we wonder why our children, our generation is having the problems it is now. Because think of our ad things that we saw a little. We have kids singing, they'd like to be processed meat. That was their song. They would walk down the street and they'd love to be an Oscar Mayer wiener. What the hell? I mean, the kids wanted to be hot dogs. They wanted to be processed meat with an acceptable level of rodentia, if you go by the government standards. There's an acceptable level of rodent hair in any of the meat factories.
Is that what rodentia means?
Yes. So there's that. And then you had another group of kids that wanted to beat the snot out of a lucky little leprechaun. Rather than say, my God, we found a leprechaun, they want to smack him for cereal. So that's the second thing.
Almost like a hate crime.
And then the rabbit.
Were there Italian kids chasing them?
The rabbit, they taunted the poor rabbit and wouldn't let him have tricks. I mean, seriously.
Now, the Tricks Rabbit started getting a little weird with it.
They actually did a poll, and what's even sadder, and now I know the world's in the state shape it's in. You can look this up. The company, now whether they jerry-rigged the results, which is possible, they did a poll or they let kids, poll, you know, there's no way, you had to write in, you had to send snail mail, and you had to vote, should they allow the rabbit to have tricks? And I sent a letter in and said, hell yeah, which probably got me disqualified because even then I like to swear. And so they the poll came back and they still didn't let him have tricks. And I thought, who are these other jackwad kids? I know that. I can name five kids in my neighborhood, the bully kids. They wouldn't want the rabbit to have tricks. In fact, they wanted to say, could we not only not have let the rabbit have tricks, could you run an ad campaign when we punch him in the face? That's what we'd like to see coming up.
They also want
Hey, rabbit, I got your tricks right here's your tricks. There's your tricks.
Bunch of people opening envelopes. Why does it keep saying build the wall? No tricks for the rabbit. I'm very confused.
Started to say Cubs fan here, and I've been humming the Mets song in the office all morning. Not what sure what show what I would say if someone asked me what I was singing. If somebody asks you, I think you just break into the last chorus and put your arms out and sell it.
East
jazz
side,
hands ending. Yes.
Side.
Everybody's coming
have,
down.
We actually have hand motions.
No, we have a whole hands thing that we invented.
What was the dude's name that did Chicago?
Billy Flynn.
No, the guy who choreographed it.
Frank,
Fred.
No, not you're doing it again. Don't do that. You're one of the famous. One of the most famous choreographers in history.
Bob.
Stop
Bob.
Saying it.
No, it's Bob. It's
Bob Fosse. Thank
there
you.
There we go. Yeah, no, I knew there was an F.
They just started calling me by my first name. Like I've been doing the show with you long enough. The dad thing's a little old. Hey, Robert, listen, we got to get a break here. So would you do that read I put in front of you? Which one, Nick? The one there that says the Wing Zone. Oh, this one. Thanks to Adam and his staff for dropping off Wing Zone catering to the studios. _ Try the ESPN Louisville special. 10 boneless wings, wedges, and a drink for $9.39. 93.9. Get it? That's our sister station.
Ha.
Just mention ESPN Louisville. In fact, please do that for me. Open the door and just take one step in and scream at the top of your lungs, ESPN Louisville! I will pay for your lunch if you do that. The first person who can get that on video.
Yeah, no, yeah. Seriously, tweet that. Fan Outfitters Twitter feed.
That'll march into Wing Zone, throw the door open, and not say hello, not say, just scream, ESPN Louisville! Then get the
wings
special,
on us.
And I will buy. We'll buy you the wings. Good 7 days a week. Also, 4 thigh wings for just $2.99. Limited time only! 2 area locations in Louisville, smaller type. Hess Lane near U of L and Hunsinger Lane in Lakes Point.
So you're not supposed to shout that one?
I guess not. Order online, wingzone.com. Wings, burgers, flavor, and shouting customers.
I want to see, seriously, tweet those. At ESPN V Show.
I'm not sure I should.
At N underscore Valve.
I have a bad feeling that might get us in trouble with corporate somehow. But
why?
I said first person only.
Yeah, no, only one.
So I'm not
going
to do it for everybody.
Right.
But the advertiser may not like this. I mean, the Wing Zone may call and say, please have people stop coming in our store and screaming
well,
your station.
We'll tell everyone to stop.
Well, great. Yeah, that works. That definitely works.
Well, but just make sure you buy lots of wings.
No, just walk in and open the door and yell, ESPN Louisville!
Oh, no, you can't do that.
Yes.
You got to do that, and then you got to buy something.
No, yeah, but then we'll pay for it. Yeah, we'll pay for it.
No,
yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But first person. And you got to get on video. I need video proof. We'll take a break. We'll come back half a game out of the wild card. Absolutely amazing. Big, 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 big series starts tonight.
What do you want to do next, by the way? We should do a radio tease. I've been putting together
joke
show
about,
sheets.
You know my answer.
And they are mediocre.
All right, let's see what we got here. John Feinstein's coming up 2 hours from now.
Right.
Perrin's in the studio. Oh, good. I can go then. Features 6 and 10 in email.
Yes.
VCAP's in the email. And we have sound. We got all sorts of sound. Oh, there's sound coming out our rear ends here. Oh, my God, is there sound. We did Mike Hampton and Brown Wilkerson. That was fun. Yeah, we got a lot of stuff. And what did Feinstein write? You started to tell me yesterday. And
yeah, I'll forward you this story.
No, you already did. But I didn't read it.
Oh, I did?
Well, you said Feinstein's story in your email. Were you lying?
I might have. I might not have forwarded it.
You're telling
it
a fib.
Might have. Do you want me to print it? Would you? We're producing on there. Do you want me to re-forward it to you or forward it to you the first time? Because I'm not sure I did. Or do you want to kill a couple trees? And
there's no reason to do that. By the way,
I don't like trees.
I would like to mention.
I want to kill some trees.
Speaking of updates, Dickie V just sent us an autographed basketball and 3 autographed books for our auction for the Ellis Park on Sunday. Looking forward to that.
I got good news too. Our boy Dano.
Yep.
He's
coming through with
donating
Dano's
seasoning for all the gift bags.
Nice. That's for the bocce tournament.
For the bocce tournament,
that's
yes.
That's great. That's good news because very, very excited about the bocce event. So.
Put some Dano's on it.
Dano's is good, man. Seriously, that's
And it's diet friendly.
It's diet friendly. It's tasty. Very tasty.
From our friends at Vitality.
All right, let me see. I'm scrolling. There's 6 and 10. You didn't put it included in the 6 and 10, did you? No.
What?
The thing about Feinstein.
Oh, no. Here, I'm going to retweet it to you now. Where is it? Yep, okay. Give me 1 second. Okay, scratch, scratch, scratch. This Washington Post... like order system thing. Yeah. Like, the publicist. The oh man, it's fantastic.
The listeners don't have
it's fantastic.
To. They don't have to be part of this. So
there was way too long a pause there.
Yeah,
you get about 3 seconds. We went 5, and that was not good.
Right.
Here, wait, I'm passing it to you now.
Okay, good. So we're done with this topic.
No,
so go to a break.
No, because my fingers are sending the text.
Go to a break. We'll
so
be back. I'm not talking anymore.
Okay, well then there's going to be dead air until I send the mother trucking email to you.
Okay.
Because I've only got 2 hands.
No, they're going to play that card. I give and I work and I clean and every day and you don't do anything around here.
No one else is allowed in here except me.
That's exactly
just me, myself, and I.
Radical concept while we're doing a radio show not to be entertaining guests. What a wacky host, that guy. He's so demanding.
I thought we were entertaining people.
No, guests in studio guests, people have nothing to do with the radio show.
Oh.
With UPS, future you graduates from Metro College with zero debt. How? As a package handler, you'll have a great job while you attend Metro College, and 100% of your tuition will be covered. Future you goes further than you imagine. Find out what you'll become at UPS.
We are ESPN Louisville, your home for the college football playoff, NFL, the Final Four, and best sports talk. Download the ESPN Louisville app today. Delivered by UPS Jobs Kentucky.
Bluegrass Karting and Events now has the fastest go-karts in Kentucky and axe throwing. Grab your coworkers, family, and friends and make a night of it with our new full bar and food menu. Bluegrass Karting and Events is Louisville's premier high-speed entertainment destination online at bluegrasskarting.com.